Tuesday, August 29th. President had his press conference today. Went very well. He had 15 questions, 8 of them political, 4 on Vietnam, two sort of a combination of Vietnam political, 1 on foreign policy, and none on domestic policy. He got a good chance, though, to cover all the ground he wanted to cover on these areas. We also had the meeting with McGregor and Malik, and went through a general review of the political situation. Ehrlichman and I had met with him quite a bit earlier to take care of the overriding problem of Ehrlichman's attempt to move into campaign management, which they're resisting and succeeded in doing so in the meeting. They've now got Ehrlichman back out of it. We also settled the basic strategy for the time being on the release of the investigation internally of the Watergate caper. The men reviewed things, covered the line that McGregor should use, and so forth. The Gallup poll is out today with Nixon at 64-30, the highest we've ever been, and there was some fascination on that in a conversation with Kissinger and Beebe. And the president raised the point of the need to have our people have confidence in our campaign, that the president shouldn't have people on our staff who think they're the candidate and keep telling the president what he ought to do. He can't get out of character, and only the candidate can feel the campaign. People should not assume that the president is unaware of the problems. So he wants them to have them unload to me by memo that I can then funnel to the president in an orderly way to avoid reacting to an individual on a key item. It's not helpful to get it from all sides. It should come in through one place, me. He should get all the views organized and balanced, not in a hodgepodge way. People without responsibility for the campaign should not advise the candidate directly. End of August 29th.